The one in which Parker is a Russian princess who likes the depths.
And I'm Opal Song.
And I'm Calicuria.
So this whole thing starts with the fact that canonically, Sophie has stolen the Stanley.
Yes, so she has, and she doesn't know where the... Well, actually, I kind of think she does know where it is. She just really, really, really wants to mess with Nate.
Oh, yes. Oh, of course she knows. I do not believe that Sophie has forgotten where anything, she stashed it.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Like, yeah. So she's got it, and she's hidden it.
Yeah.
And
you know what?
Yeah,
so she switched, because don't they have like a whole bunch of replacement, like not replacement, but like travel cups that aren't the official cup, but look a lot like it. And she swaps it at, like, she swaps one of those out for it. So they've still got the cups. Like, it's still there. It's just not
the one actual think it one. Is. And so then Sophie has a possibly drunken, possibly tipsy, whatever, one-night stand with Ovi.
Yes.
Or at least, theoretically, it's a one-night stand. But Ovi gets her number somehow keeps it through many jobs and many burn phones. Yes. And it
always pops up, like, even if he's never texted her from that number before, it always pops up as Ovi.
Yes.
Like, Ovi smiley face.
Ovi smiley face, but the Russian smiley face.
Exactly. So no eyes. All the little parentheses.
It's weird. And through that, he, like, I feel like Ovi sends out, like, a couple of mass texts to all the Russians and includes Sophie in that list.
Yes!
So now all the Russians have Sophie's current number at that time.
Yes.
And, like, anytime he sends out a mass text, like, sometimes, like, you know, she will burn that phone and have to get a new one. And then Ovi will send out a new mass text. So everybody has her number again. And yes. So she just, like, knows all the their Russians. Numbers.
And all the gossip, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Sophie, like, after the first couple times when it's weird and she doesn't quite know what's going on... Like, she gets really into it.
She does. And I feel like she wants to know, like, she wants to know everyone. So she actually starts watching hockey, and she has the same reaction that, like, everyone else who gets into hockey fandom who isn't usually, like, a sports person, who's like, why am I doing this? I don't know. But!
Except that I feel like she's specifically watching it because she's like, you know, with a bit of a
grifter in mind. Yeah, so she does know, but, like, you know.
Yeah. I do feel like she gets way too into it at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Down the road, like, she shows up to Leverage HQ, like, in a jersey because it's game day.
Yes, she does.
And it's like, yeah. There has to be at least one scene of her and Elliot watching hockey together.
Yes.
And, like, Hardison doesn't get it because he's not a sports person.
Uh-huh.
And Parker, like, is willing to go for it but does not understand.
Yeah. Like, I mean, she puts it in the same category of, like, a lot of other things where it's, like, I know people are into this and I'm not into it, but I'm willing to, like, run with the fact that other people are into it. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't we have a whole thing where, like, Hardison writes, like, doesn't watch hockey, but he's like in hockey fandom.
Yeah, I think that's later. First, yeah. let's do the Elliot thing. So now we're gonna switch over to Elliot. So, so Sophie's like in cahoots with all of the Russian hockey
yes,
players.
She is.
Like regardless of team, regardless
of team
affiliation,
regardless of the fact that they're not actually sure, like, who this random person who occasionally appears in the text, like, the group text is.
But she always helps, right?
She does. Like, she always has the answer. And, you know, she's a friend of Ovi's. How bad can it be?
So bad.
I know.
So bad.
I feel like it's one of those things where they're like, we know we should know better. We do know better. But she always knows what to say.
And she always comes through. Like, maybe somebody needs this specific, you know, like, sweet because it's, you know, somebody's birthday.
It's someone's birthday or, you know, maybe someone,
maybe
you know, gets
homesick.
Into a spot of trouble and, like, needs... like help or something, and she's like, oh hey, like maybe I can hook you up, and everyone's like, what?
Oh my goodness, they for a little while it like quietly goes around the community that she's like his like secret like mafia type.
Yes. I was like, that's like, where
like
we're going,
Russian
is it? Yes.
Mafia type person.
Yes. Yes. And Ovi thinks it's too fucking hilarious. So he's like, I'm not going to say anything. They keep asking him and he's like, I can neither confirm nor deny. Except he doesn't use those words and there are a lot of more emoticons. But yes.
Yes. It's like, maybe? Smiley, 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 smiley.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's Sophie and how she gets into hockey.
Yes.
And so now there's Elliot.
Oh, yes.
And we know that Elliot watches hockey fights.
And that he plays hockey.
And that he plays hockey. This is canon.
Yes, because you never know when you might have to fight a guy on skates. There's
That's
a story
the
there.
Best.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So yes, like, I slept with a hockey player more than once. Yes, men and women. Yes.
Because, yeah, that's he totally has a thing, like, for lady hockey players. Like,
he
puts it out there, like, lady hockey players. But what he doesn't put out there quite as much is that, yeah, dude hockey players, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like he might be, like, the little black dress of, the Canadian Women's Hockey League.
They all get together and, you know, they're swapping stories of like, oh my god, I had this guy who was so good at going down on me, and some other girl is like, no, I had this guy, no, he was the best. And then it turns out like everyone has this story of this one guy who was really good in bed. And then they like eventually they all compare notes and they're like, it's the same guy.
And I feel like after they realize that, he sort of, like, anytime, like, new girl, like, ends up, like, on these teams or whatever, they're like, yeah, yeah. Do you like dudes? Do you like dudes at all?
Uh-huh.
Like, at all? Yes? Okay.
Okay.
This guy.
This guy. Wait, are they like, here's his number? Or does he, like, sometimes go to games?
They
spend the entire time, like, scanning the stands, like, whenever they're not playing. And being like, is he here? Is he here? And when he is,
I feel like
there's, like, a whisper that goes through the bench.
I feel like he has some of their numbers, like, certain girls. That.
Yeah, that's
you know, like that's he true. Has their numbers and he'll text them when he's gonna come to the games. And so then it's like, yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
And it's like a favor where they're like, okay, like you're the rookie. If you're at all interested, we're all gonna give up our opportunity so that you can have the night of your life.
Yes.
It's like the opposite of a rookie initiation. It's like, it's the nice thing.
Well, it is a rookie initiation, just in a really... really good way.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
It's super sad when he, you know, goes steady with Parker and Hardison because, like, he shows up to a game and he's, like, and he knows that this is going on.
Oh, yeah. And he loves it.
Yeah. So he texts and he's like, yeah, I'm coming to the game and I'm bringing my girlfriend and my boyfriend. And they're like...
there's a collective sigh of disappointment around the locker room. Oh, the end of an era. But they're all super happy for him, obviously.
Oh yeah, because also they've been thinking that he really needs somebody, like,
he does.
You know, like somebody who can really give him what he needs and
yeah.
be there for him and all of that, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and the last few girls said that maybe there was, like, something going on. So they're glad that, like, you know, it's all worked out for him. So that's good. You know, everyone's still friends. It's all nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, this next line about the, they made up a Canadian league
yes!
for him. Is that referring to the hockey episode?
Yes. Cause they, what even did they call it? It was.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, cause it rang a bell, cause like it, like something similar had come up in Due South, but whatever. And Sid is like, no.
So like what, this gets like on TV or something?
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, and it's this guy from this place and this thing. And he's really great. And Sid is like, no.
Just like, I don't know what you heard. I don't know what anyone was saying, but you are wrong.
I feel like Sid knows Elliot.
Hmm. Like, how, though? I'm totally behind this. I'm just like, but how does that even, like...
I know.
Actually, you know how they always have, like, in all the stories, there's always like, well, I knew this one guy in juniors.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And it doesn't matter what Elliot is. It's always just like, there's this guy in juniors. Yes. Yes.
Ellie is that guy. Well, because I feel like, I mean, we could sort of play with his backstory, because it's never been, like, they don't have a little black book the backstory. So we could add to Elliot's backstory that he was a hockey player when he was little.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, you know, or, like, teenager, whatever, before he left.
Wait, isn't he from the South? Like, wait, how long were the Thrashers around? Maybe he's from, like, the Atlanta area.
In any case, he... Like, maybe he just got into
hockey. Maybe his
dad
was into it. Maybe his mom was into it. Actually, I like his mom being into it better. But
yeah, and so
anyway.
He got into hockey, and, like, he wasn't around to, like, he had to leave for hockey a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And his relationship, like, that already started a bit of a rocky relationship with What's-Her-Face.
Yeah.
The girl.
The horsey episode, yeah.
Yeah. In any case, so he... Like, but he was, you know, the guy in juniors. Like,
uh-huh.
he just, like, and he, like, for some reason, he bounced around a lot. Like, he got traded a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that works in, like,
does.
When you're, like, 15, 16, but.
Well, let's pretend that it does. We're doing enough damage to, like,
hockey fandom in general.
Common sense, anyway. Yes. So you
maybe
know, whatever.
Maybe.
Yes, you can get traded on junior teams.
And if not traded, like, maybe he, like, for some reason he moved around a lot on these teams.
Uh huh.
Maybe it was just like maybe his mom traveled a little bit or whatever, like, and he just had to sort of go where she went.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, he ended up, like, on a team with Sid at one point. That can
yes.
be how. Does he know? He knows Taser, right?
Yes. Oh, definitely.
Okay, so he ended up. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's how he knows Taser as well.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Because
he doesn't know Kaner though. Like somehow, like, Johnny introduces them. Like, he doesn't meet Kaner until later. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe... Okay, so for some reason, for reasons that we will leave unexplained, Elliot ends up, as a teenager, in a Canadian hockey team.
Okay.
Or not just, like, in, like, the junior, like, Canadian hockey league thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not quite good enough to go to, like, he wouldn't get tagged for Worlds or whatever, or even if he did, he couldn't go for some reason.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know he doesn't know all of the international players.
Mm-hmm.
But he knows the Canadian ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although now I have mental images of, like, him and Jaeger hooking up, and that's also hilarious. Or Jaeger. But yeah, no, probably not to be, sadly. Yes.
In any case, so he knows Sid and he knows Johnny.
Yeah.
And he keeps up with them. Like, they're some of his old bros.
Yeah.
I feel like
you know, like you do.
Well, I feel like after, like, things went south with Moreau and all of that, like, when he started mm-hmm. getting into that sort of stuff, like, he stopped keeping up with them.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't want, didn't he canonically, like, drop contact with, like, pretty much everyone, like, once he got out of the army? Like, for just that reason was he didn't want,
yeah.
like, any of them to get hurt by Moreau. So, you know, it fits right in. And then suddenly he reappears, and it turns out everyone knows him, and they're all like, wait, you know him too? Like, what?
I feel like he reappears in that hockey episode. Like, he hasn't tried to get
that works.
Back together with anyone. Like, uh-huh. It's just, like, he's like, that part of my life is done. It's gone. I'm, uh-huh. you know.
They've all moved on. Like, maybe he, like, you know, if he can, he, like, catches a game here or there and is like, oh, I'm glad my friends are doing well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Sid hears about this guy who is, like, in a league that he knows for a fact doesn't exist. So he looks up the game and he's like, wait a minute. No, I know that dude.
Yeah, exactly.
He was my guy in juniors. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Huh. Meanwhile, Gino's texting Sophie.
Yes. Yes.
Going, need Russian peanut butter.
And Sophie hooks him up because she's like, it's okay. I have a supplier. Like, we can make this work. Yes.
Yeah. So Elliot knows, you know, a bunch of the guys from Canada. He played with them when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And, like, he kept up with certain people, you know, after, you know, when he got into the army, like, he kept up with certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone, but whatever.
But, you know, there were some people who, like, tried to keep up with him, so he tried to keep up with them because, like, that's, you know, the right thing to do. But then, like, once Moreau hit, he completely lost contact with everyone.
Yeah.
So everyone assumed that, like, and maybe he didn't even tell them that he'd gotten out of the army, so they just, you know.
Yeah, they kind of assumed that he,
But we're not going to make this sad, no, because he's okay, and.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're, like, all happy together.
And I feel like, so I don't know whether he hooked up with Sid. Like, they were definitely friends. I don't know whether he hooked up with him.
I can't decide. Maybe it was some, you know, maybe it was one of those, like, hey, dude, do you want to, like, try this out? And he was like, oh, you know, okay, fine. Like, you know.
Yeah. But here's the thing. He definitely hooked up with Johnny.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, that was a thing for a while.
Yes. Yes.
So, like, when I feel like Sid and Johnny being, like, Canadian hockey robots together.
Indeed.
Like, when they realize that they both know Elliot and whatever, or, like, maybe they talked about it at one point, or they both knew. Because I'm sure they both knew this guy.
I get the impression it's, like, actually a fairly small, like, community, so.
Yeah. You know. So when Sid realizes that Elliot's still alive, he immediately lets Johnny know that Elliot's still alive.
Uh-huh.
And then Johnny goes about, like, how do I get in contact with him? Wait, he was playing hot. Wow, he grew up well.
And there's this moment
of, how can I get him to come to Chicago?
Yeah. Maybe Patrick walks in and is like, oh, you're watching hockey. Like, wait, that's not tape. Like, what are you doing? Yes.
Yes. Oh.
And then a rumor goes round that, like, Patrick is gonna, like, go to a new league, and Kaner's like, no, no! You don't understand, guys. Yes. Yes.
Okay, so we'll leave that there for now.
Yes.
But once, like, Sid gets back in contact with Elliot, And Johnny does. And so now Elliot's watching. Elliot also watches the games. Okay, so Elliot and Sophie can agree on the Penguins.
Yeah.
They both root for the Penguins. Now, do any of the, like, teams with Russians on them, lots of Russians, mm-hmm. whatever, significant Russians, have, like, rivalry with the Hawks?
I am not the person to ask for that.
Okay, sure.
Trying to think who would be, but...
We're gonna have to keep trucking.
Okay.
Let's
assume that they
do. Let's move on. Because I just think it would be hilarious if, like, it comes to a game and, like, it's like, Ovi plays for the Caps, right?
Yeah. Actually, let's say the Flyers. I'm pretty sure there aren't any Russians on the... Are there? I'm pretty sure
No. I just think it would be hilarious if, like, it became, like, a Caps versus Hawks game or something. And, like, and Elliot and Sophie are just, like...
going at it.
Yeah.
Like, super politely. But yes. Yes.
I think it would devolve pretty quickly.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, if it's a heated game and they're like, no!
They're both, like, texting their people madly.
Oh, it would be great.
It would be. I don't know that anything, like, Sophie's involved in can, like, devolve too physically, but yeah.
No, not necessarily physically, but, like, it gets vocal
emotionally,
pretty quickly.
Yeah, okay.
And emotionally, yeah. Like and she starts going for, like, lower and lower and lower blows. Like, you only like him because you slept with him! Like, it just...
Which
else has sort of left the room.
No. Because that's the point that, like, Parker and Hardison, like, are like, wandering around and they're like, say what? And Elliot's like, no, like, it was a one-night thing. It was in juniors. It, like, happens to everybody. And they're like, maybe we should
investigate. I feel like his and Johnny's thing was not a one-night thing.
Like, no, maybe not. But he's, like, playing it down for, you know, his current squeezes.
And also, he's like, you know, we were 16. Like, it
yeah.
a long time ago.
Yeah. But it means that, like, Hardison and Parker are like, huh, maybe we should, like, investigate this. If, you know, not necessarily because, like, it's out.
Hardison and Parker go to a Hawks game.
Oh, God.
Like, without Elliot. Like, they just, like, go and just, like, Hawkeyes on Johnny the entire time. It's like, this is the guy Elliot slept with when he was 16.
Uh-huh. And, like, and it's not, like, a jealousy thing. It's a, like...
No.
Like, we want to know more about Elliot, especially for this, like, time period of his life that we don't know anything about. Like, this is the guy who can tell us.
Yeah, this is the guy who, like, was in a relationship with him when they were teenagers. What can he tell us about when he was a teenager? And they're, like, those fans that, like, wait outside the locker room or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're trying to be cool about it, but they're both kind of failing.
Oh, they're failing so badly. And he comes out and is like, do you guys want autographs? Because, like, you know, they stand in and they're like, no.
At which point Elliot shows up and is like, oh, hey. Because I feel like Elliot did not actually, like, he's been texting them a little bit, but he hasn't really made contact. But now, oh my goodness, these guys are here. He has to go, like, rescue Johnny from his...
And, like, he tries to hustle them out, but Parker is not having any of this shit.
Nope. And she, like, you know, winds her arms around Johnny and she's like, you should come have a drink with us.
Oh, God. At which point the rest of the team is like, comes out and is like, yes. So somehow the entire Blackhawks team ends up at their bar.
Oh, my goodness.
Ends up at their, like, brew pub. And
oh, so it's a.
I don't know if this is, like, post canon or not. Like, they've got.
No, if it's. I mean, it could be post canon, but Sophie and Nate
are still
around.
In contact and shit.
My question is, does Portland have a hockey team?
No, and I was kind of hand-wiping that. It does make more sense if they're in Boston. Although they still live above a pub, so is it McRory's? Yeah, so maybe they just bring them back, all back to McGlory's.
Oh my goodness. They all end up in this Irish pub.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
And the whole team is like, we can't believe we're doing this either, but oh, my God, Taser. Yes.
Okay, yes. So let's move on to Hardison.
Yes.
Because Hardison is that guy that got into hockey fandom through fandom.
Yep.
And he totally writes hockey RPF fic and has for a while. Like, this is before all of the...
Yeah. Like, he never actually watched a game. Like, that's not why he's in it.
Oh, he's like me. Yep.
Yeah. Or me.
Right.
And I've actually started watching them now, and I'm like, what?
Yeah. He didn't mean to, okay? He was just looking for something to do, and Elliot told him to watch hockey, but hockey wasn't really his thing.
No.
But then he found fic for it, and fandom is totally his thing. And it became a way he and Elliot could watch hockey together.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so before he knew about Elliot and Taser.
Yes.
The next thing. So they end up watching, like, a Hawks game. And of course, Taser Kaner is this, like, giant pairing, right? And he's like, you know that these guys, like, those two on the line together, they have, like, some of the dirtiest sex. And, like, goes on about it. And, like, Elliot's, like, stone face.
It's one of those shots where the camera just pans over Elliot's face and you're like, we have no idea what he's supposed to be thinking, but it's fucking hilarious.
Yes. Yeah. And what he's also supposed to be thinking at this point is, I cannot tell him
that he can never
does
know.
Not actually like it when you mac on his nipples.
Because he's not, like... Yeah, he doesn't, like, quote-unquote, accidentally drop that kind of information. Like, he's not that kind of guy. But,
no, he doesn't kiss and tell.
No. And also because that would lead to questions. And, like, you know, like, they haven't had that conversation yet. So, no.
Yeah. After they have that conversation, like, in the bar, I feel like Hardison might be able to contain himself enough to, like, haul Elliot away afterwards. Because he hasn't actually put it together until he saw Taser and Kaner in the same room together. Uh-huh. He, like, hauls Elliot upstairs and is like, I talked to you about them having dirty sex there, and you never told me. How did I not put it together until now? And he's obviously also talked to Parker about, you know, these fics and stuff. And Parker is the kind of person who would go up to Kaner.
Oh, God, she like, would.
So... You know.
She would.
You and Taser.
Yes.
That sort of thing. Just like, totally, and like, really out of the blue, and he's like, wait, what? But Parker's also been using her people reading skills that she's been working on.
She is, and she's getting better at this. She is. She's been practicing.
And she even, like, asked Sophie to double check for her, because... She wasn't sure if it was just Hardison being a little weird about his, like, online story things where lots of dudes have sex, mm-hmm. or whether she was actually seeing the dynamic between these two hockey players,
mm-hmm.
Elliot's ex-boyfriend and the blonde one. And Sophie was like, no, that dynamic is actually there. Gets out her phone to start, like, double-checking with Ovi.
Yes.
It's like, do they normally hang all over each other like that?
And he just answers in, like, a series of smiley faces. It's like 50 parentheses on a row.
Yeah. And so Parker feels pretty sure that she can ask about this.
Uh-huh.
But they're not actually sleeping together.
No. Or at least... Not then. Yes.
No, they do, eventually.
Just not yet.
I feel like it's a hilarious thing that goes around the locker room. It's like Johnny's ex, like, because everybody asks how
they end. Well, they want to know the story of how the fuck they ended up at, like, this totally, like, Irish bar in Boston after a game.
Exactly. And, like, somehow it comes out that Elliot and Johnny dated.
Yes.
When they were teenagers.
Yes.
And so Kaner gets the revelation of, oh, Johnny likes dudes. And everybody else is like, oh, oh, do you think you could maybe sleep with our captain? He's a little less serious, you know? And Elliot's like, nah, sorry, I got these two already.
Yeah.
So then it becomes this wonderment thing in the locker room that Johnny's ex-boyfriend has, you know.
Is bi and poly, yes.
Yeah, bi and poly. And it's this, like, Johnny gains this, like, mystique by association. And maybe yes. Parker was like, yeah, well, if you're not sleeping with him, I'd like to sleep with him. You know, to Kaner.
Oh, Parker,
like,
he
looks really fit. I really like that bum. It's great. It's like, I want to try that out. So maybe they take Johnny home for, like, a one night.
I like this plan. Yes.
Revival of glory for Elliot.
Yes. Yes.
And so, like, Johnny has this, like, extra mystique to him.
But, like, they're subtle about it. Like, they wait until everyone's gone home for the night. And, you know, like, he and Kaner are the last ones in. Kaner's like, oh, do you want to go get a taxi? And he's like, what? You can get the taxi. And, like, maybe they don't have practice the next day, but they have practice the day after that. So, like, you know, some of the bruises and bite marks have faded a little bit, but not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone's, like, looking around at each other being like, do you want to ask? No. No. Are you going to ask? No. Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, God.
Okay, so the next paragraph is, Sid and Johnny know that someone has stolen the goddamn cup.
It's a captain thing. Yes. Yes, they do.
I feel like with the fact that Ovi knows too, I feel like you wrote, he doesn't freak out about it as much.
Mm-hmm.
That's because he's pretty sure he knows who stole it.
Oh, I feel like he's 100% sure that he knows exactly who stole it. And, like, and, but, you know, unlike Nate, he's entirely certain that Sophie knows what she's doing. So he's like, you know, it's in good hands, like, whatever. Like, I have other shit to worry about right now.
Yeah, Sid and Johnny kind of freak out.
Yes. Because they don't know about Sophie, and they're just like, what the shit? The cup is gone. Like, one of them, like, manages to touch it for some reason. He's like, it doesn't weigh the same. It's a little bit different.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. Yes. Maybe, like, the engraver that... Didn't she say, like, her engraver was shit or something? Like, maybe the engraver she took it to, like, screwed up someone's name or something. And he's like, that's not how this player from, like, 1923 spelled his name. But yes.
And, of course, there's a super secret listserv of NHL captains where they talk about...
this shit. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, there is. And some people take it more seriously than others. Firu sends everyone obnoxious puns just to annoy Sid, and it totally works. But Sid also knows not to rise to the bait. So he doesn't ever, like, answer. Like, Gino always gets him away from the keyboard before he can, like, get too emotional about it. But Giru knows it works, so he keeps doing it. Yes. Yes. Do they ever get the cup back, or are they just, like... I have this mental image of, like, the NHL forming its own, like, heist team and, like, pulling a heist on a leverage team and feeling miserably.
No, I feel like when eventually Ovi manages to win the cup.
Oh, yeah.
It reappears.
Yeah.
But only for, like, a year or something.
Uh-huh.
Like, and then the next year it's gone again.
And the listserv goes crazy, and they're like, what the shit happened? We had it, guys! We had it!
I feel like maybe if if the Hawks win again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because now Sophie knows.
Yeah.
That, you know, Taser is someone special to Elliot.
So maybe she's nice to them, too. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'd buy that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the moment where, they realize, like, somehow stuff comes together. Like, maybe Gino realizes, like, that Sophie is the same Sophie that hangs out with.
Yup.
Like, it just all comes together.
Suddenly. And he's like, wait. Because I feel like, yeah, I'm not sure who else would be, like, well-placed in order to like, have all the pieces and put them together.
I feel like we need to do something with Parker. Like, somebody else needs to know Parker.
Hmm. Do we know canonically where Parker's from? I don't think so.
Nope. She has no canonical being from. She was in the foster system, though, a lot.
Yeah, so, I mean, she could plot, well, because they usually keep them in, like, a few cities, though. I mean, maybe she's, maybe that's how we can get, like, the, some of the Californian teams involved, is, like, she was in California, so, I don't know. Maybe she likes the Ducks, and she's super pissed that they changed the name. But, you know, they're still her team. Or not her team, because she doesn't actually care, but, like, once she decides to start caring.
Yeah, like when, like, Sophie's now into hockey, and Hardison's into hockey, and Elliot's into hockey, and Parker's like, okay, well, my boyfriends are into hockey.
Yes.
And Sophie's into hockey. I should be into hockey. And then she, like, goes through the teams, and she's like, that one!
Yes.
That's my team!
Actually, no, new plan. She's just really amused by the idea of Ducks on ice.
And I feel like, okay, so here's the thing. She doesn't know anybody from way back when.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, everybody else gets into hockey, and she wants to be into hockey too, right?
Yeah.
And Ducks on ice? Oh my goodness. And maybe hilarious. They show her the Mighty Ducks.
Yes. Yes, they
as
do.
Well, and she gets, like, way too into it.
Yes. She goes to a game and is super upset that they don't actually do, like, what is it? The quack.
But then, after she gets really into it, they, like, take a break for whatever reason. Like, it's, like, a week off, and they all split up to go their own ways. And, you know, different people. Maybe Elliot actually goes to Pittsburgh to see a Penguins game or something.
Yes.
Or maybe he goes to the CWHL.
Yes!
Know, having something, like, he goes up there to, like, say hi to all of his lady bros.
Yes. He does. And has a glorious weekend.
Yes. And Parker goes to, the Ducks are from
Anaheim.
Which Parker goes to Anaheim and, like, stalks. Like, and she, like, notices that this player is having, like, difficulties here, and that the stadium is having difficulties here, and she, like, fixes everything.
Exactly. Like, they, like, you know, someone's, you know, like, having, you know, a bad week for whatever reason, he gets, like, a series of encouraging, like, post-its, like, all over the house.
Which is creepy.
It's creepy, but it's also, like, kind of sweet. And there's, like, a final one, like, on the door being, like, don't worry, like, it's not a big deal. I just wanted to make sure you have a good week, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then, like, maybe he calls, like, the security or the cops, and they come by, and they're like, no one came in, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, oh, okay. You know.
Yeah, because she would never be caught.
No.
And yeah, like, the stadium, maybe they've been, like, fighting with the stadium about, like, something, or, you know, like, it's been having troubles with certain things, and people in the media are blaming, like, you know, that they're losing because of this specific, you know, lighting problem or whatever. And so Parker goes in and, like, fixes it all.
Yes. Yes. And then she watches the game, but she doesn't watch it from, like, any of the seats. Like, she, like,
tangles
herself in, like, the wires and the lights. Maybe actually not in the ceiling, but, like, maybe, like, right in the middle of all the screens, like, right above the...
Yeah.
right above the rink.
Jumbotron.
Yes.
She, like, crouches on top of it and watches the
game. She does. And then, like, later, Elliot's like, what the fuck were you doing? And she's like, why don't other people do this? It's a great view.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
And she just, like, takes random trips out there because that is her team and they are going to do well.
Yes. Like, if she has to drag them to the motherfucking playoffs herself, she is going to.
Yeah. And she gets, like, you know how she is about Christmas?
Yeah.
Like, she gets that way kind of about playoffs.
Yes,
like,
she does.
Nothing is going to ruin this.
Yes.
Like, the Ducks get into the playoffs, and she just, like, balls out.
She's,
like,
beside herself with glee.
And, like, constantly wearing all of their merch.
Yep.
Like, they're on a job and she's like, I can't take off the hat.
It's the lucky hat. They've run three in a row while I wore this hat.
So I can't. They're like, you're supposed to be, like, this princess from, like, from Russia or something. And she's like, I can be a Russian
princess hockey. Who really likes the Ducks hockey. So they have to, like, rewrite part of her backstory. Because, like, it's so, because, you know, Parker doesn't usually get that into stuff. So, yeah. You know, they're not going to make her stop. And so they rewrite part of her backstory so that she's a really big fan of some Russian player on the Hawks.
And you know what? It totally works.
Oh, it does. It does. Like,
it becomes even better.
And, like, because she's such a big fan of the Ducks, like, they offer her seats that are, like, down by the glass. And then she's like, but I can't see as well here.
And Hardison, who's playing her, like, or no, Elliot, who's playing her handler or whatever at that point, like, her bodyguard is like, just go with it.
Yes, just say thank you.
And so she actually watches from the stands at one point.
Yes, yes.
But as, like, Russian princess.
Yes.
That's so great.
Yes. Yes. I love that.
And Sophie totally finds that, like, you know, Sophie can, no, that's, so Sophie helps her keep her identity or whatever,
mm-hmm.
because she's talking to all the Russians.
Yes, that's right. She explains explains what's going on, but she's like, we just need you to, like, cooperate for a little bit, guys. Like, it'll be fine. So she sends out a text message, and then suddenly all the Russians all around the league are, like, talking about this princess.
Yeah.
And how it's such an honor that she's coming to see them play.
And Sophie just has this moment where she, like, texts Ovi, like, that was a bit of an oversell.
And he's like, no, your princess must come see the Caps play.
And they just,
to make,
like,
it fair.
Yeah, at one point, like, Sophie and Parker go to a game, like, a Caps game, and, like, even though it's, like, a year later or, like, several months later and everybody's forgotten about this Russian princess, like, Ovi has not.
No.
And he's like, Russian princess, come to see me play.
Yes. I'm trying to remember what the, like, title is for princess. But and yes, yes. And he calls her princess the whole time. And everyone's like, oh, that's such a sweet nickname. And like, Sophie's in the background just, like, holding her forehead being like, oh, my God.
Yes. So there's this whole thing, like, they realize that the Russian princess, because it's all around the league now.
Yes.
That there's a Russian princess who really likes the Ducks. What the fuck? Elliot and Sophie are all...
Yeah.
They all know each other. I feel like it gets out at one point that Elliot is dating the Russian princess.
Oh, God, yes. Does Ovi, like, kind of jokingly, but kind of also not, give him a shovel speech?
Oh, he totally gives
he
him.
He totally
a,
does.
Like, we're not even talking jokingly.
Yes.
This is Ovi's, the princess.
Yes. And,
like,
and
I mean, Ovi knows that it's probably, you know, she's not actually a princess, but she's a princess.
Yeah, like, oh, he knows perfectly well, but he's just like, if she wants to be a princess, she's a princess. Like, I don't see what the issue is here.
Yes.
And so, yes.
So
Elliot's like, I can't believe we're having this conversation. Like,
I feel like Johnny is also in the room and also kind of getting the speech. Just because everybody just assumes that, like, oh, Elliot and Johnny, okay. You know.
Yes. And Hardison's also in the room, but he's just, like, too happy being starstruck to, like, comment or be involved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's just like, can I get your autograph? And they're like, sure. Like, what do you want me to sign? And they're, like, all over that. Yes.
He's like, my chest. No.
Yeah. That was going through my head, but I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah.
But yes. Yeah. Yes. No, he's totally got, like, an NHL autograph book or something.
Oh, yes.
Yes. He's not embarrassing enough to, like, have his fic printed out or anything. Like, he's not that kind of guy.
Oh, no, no, no.
No. But...
No, he's cool about that.
He is.
He gets that there are lines.
Yeah. He's a firm fan of the fourth wall.
Well, I feel like he wouldn't have a problem if, say, Sophie left a link to his fic. Like, you know, if Sophie trollingly...
Oh, well, you know,
linked Ovi to something, like, he wouldn't have a problem with them
but just Ovi if... like it like if it was anyone else that would be a little more of a problem, but like it's Ovi,
you know. But if they were into it and they discovered it on their own, then whatever. Well,
yeah, but like but you know, if they discover it on their own, that's a whole other thing. But yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but he's not gonna force that on anyone.
No, like, that's not cool.
Because goodness knows he got like some random dude like who saw the team working, started, like, writing fic. Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah, no. That having been said, he does have, like, all sorts of ideas for his next epic.
Oh, my goodness. He is going to include the Russian princess.
Oh, he is. Oh, he is.
Like, he is... And I feel
and,
like
and
Parker
the fact
gets
that Ovi
weird...
gives, like, whoever's dating her the shovel speech.
I feel like, he writes this fic where, like, Ovi is her, like, bodyguard, or yep. was her bodyguard when they were little.
Aww.
And yes. then Ovi, like, moved on to hockey, and she somehow became a fan of the Ducks instead of the Caps because she, like, forgot about Ovi. Like, they're throwing in all the tropes, like, throw in amnesia.
Anastasia. Like, no. Somehow Anastasia, like, it's an Anastasia story. So.
Yes.
Like, somehow, like, she knows that hockey's important, but she doesn't, like, know... You know, like, obviously he wasn't on an American team at the time, so she just, like, attaches herself to a team, and then she sees him play, and she's like, you're familiar somehow.
Yes. Yes. And it's, like, this whole thing, and Parker, like, reads it.
Uh-huh.
She's totally his beta reader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she gets super invested in this story.
She does. And thank you for listening. We had a great time.
Yes.